There's something you should know about God. God is one. He is unlimited and he's absolutely just. Now, an atheist might ask, can God make a person sit down and stand up at the same time in the same place? Now, first of all, such questions are as absurd as asking if there is such a thing as single bachelors or hot ice cream, and are worthy only of the short answer yes and no. But we'll delve into it nonetheless. God is unlimited. It is we who are limited and cannot understand his magnificence. He created this world and the rules that govern it. Time, space, light, darkness, and gravity all were created by him. And he is the only one who can break those rules if he so wills it. If you were a video game designer, you would decide how gravity and space and time work in that created reality. Therefore, you as the designer have the ability to bend and manipulate those rules which you've created. We are players in a game created by God, and we cannot begin to understand the limitlessness of the designer. Or an atheist might ask, if God is so just, then why is the world full of so much corruption and disease and famine and poverty? You should ask them, if you were sitting in an exam hall and the test was a bit too difficult, would you say to the teacher, this is an injustice! This test is too hard! I want an easier one! In this world that has been created, we are the ones who are being tested, not God. The Holy Quran tells us, do you think that you will enter heaven without going through the trial? While Allah has not yet made evident those of you who strive in his cause. When we take a look at the countries in the world, we'll realize that the human race has the ability to feed every person, home every person, clothe every person, and to live in harmony. But instead of seeing a fair distribution of wealth and nations sharing with each other, you see some greedy business tycoons and corrupt nations eating everything up and devouring other people's wealth in order to feed their own fat stomachs. The Holy Quran says, whoever kills a soul, it is as if he has slain mankind entirely. And whoever saves one, it is as if he has saved mankind entirely. And our messengers had certainly come to them with clear arguments, but even after that, many of them certainly acted extravagantly in the land. The world is not a bad place because God made it that way. It's a bad place because people disobey God. Then we made you successors in the land so that we may see how you act. Let's analyze the faith of an atheist. Scott.
I am right with you. I did a bit of research into it. Atheism is basically the belief that there was nothing, and nothing happened to the nothing, and then nothing magically exploded for no reason, creating everything, and then a bunch of everything magically rearranged itself for no reason whatsoever into self-replicating bits, which then became dinosaurs.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Such people have created a protective fortress around themselves in order to guard against the truth. The Holy Quran states, the example of those who take protectors other than Allah is like that of a spider who takes a home. And indeed, the weakest of homes is the home of the spider, if they only knew. But those who do not believe have, as the Quran states, hearts with which they do not understand, and they have eyes with which they do not see. Biscuit will be released every 2 weeks.